know, I love to pick on YouTube. Am I bitter? Yes. Am I bitter they banned me for providing very neutral information about the unfolding agenda going on around us? Yes. If you haven't heard my entire podcast episode about that, go back in time about 6 months or so. I had a very good breakdown of it. So, yeah, if you're wondering why the Illuminati Watcher 1 channel got banned from YouTube, too controversial for YouTube, check that out. I had 10 million views, 72,000 subscribers. It was quite the thing. It was quite the community we built there. Did some people troll me in the comments? Absolutely, why not? But anytime I see something with YouTube, I think, well, here is part of the agenda. Because YouTube, clearly in the last 3 years, has laid all of their focus on preventing conspiracy theory videos from entering your brain. Why? Because it is too true. It sounds crazy. Now, let me tell you why we're talking about this right now. It seems that YouTube has this, I don't want to say algorithm. So YouTube has an algorithm, right? And they show you videos based upon what you prefer and what you like. They basically scan through your Gmail, your Google cookies, your searches, all of the stuff you allow them to have. Check out my last two episodes of the podcast. I talked about the Google conspiracy part 1 and 2. Of course, Google owns YouTube. They own the planet. So they look through all your personal data and say, here you go. You love Joe Rogan. Here's 600 Joe Rogan clip stealing web channels. Those are okay, apparently. Well, as part of this, there's this guy. His name is Matt Nelson. I'm sorry. My apologies. Matt Watson. And there's a video that went viral just in the last couple days. You need to see it. I'll put a link up on IlluminatiWatcher.com. And he has a video exposing how YouTube has an algorithm that supports child, what do you call them? Pedophiles? Pedophiles. It gives them a way to hook up with each other. And the way this guy does it is he kind of stumbled upon this, right? He searched for bikini haul videos. I don't know what that is, but it's apparently women, adult women, trying on bikinis, right? Whatever, you know. Is it a little pervy? Sure. But you know what? These chicks putting these videos out know what they're doing, right? Everyone's happy, right? They're all adults. So, and then on the side where the recommended videos appear, there was a video of young girls doing something. I don't know what. Not trying bikinis on, something else. You can see it on this video. It's much easier to watch it and understand what's happening. So he clicks the video. He's of course demonstrating to you what this looks like by using a VPN, which is a private network he dials into with a fake YouTube account, you know? Because, of course, Google and YouTube are tracking all these metrics of people. So he clicks on that. And then in the video with the young girls, down in the comments, he shows you how these pedos are calling out certain points of the video with like a timestamp. And you click on the timestamp and it goes to that exact spot. And it's always like it's always when the young girl is in a compromising sort of position, right? Very gross. And there's tons of comments like that. It's a string of them, right? And it's got, the guys are dropping these emojis with the hard eyes. And it's, it's very dark, very disturbing. And that was one thing that I didn't know existed till I watched Matt's video. So I watched it, and he's like, yeah, so like, look at this. YouTube allows all these comments on, what the hell, right? But worse yet, on the sidebar now is nothing but young girl videos. And if you go back to the homepage where it shows you recommended videos, it's nothing but young girl videos with the same thing. And some of these pervs are, they're capturing these videos and then re-uploading them to their own sort of child perv YouTube channel. So there's whole channels devoted to this. Now, isn't that strange? Don't you find it odd that YouTube had such a hard-on, no pun intended, for conspiracy videos that for the last 2 years, and I know this from personal experience, and for those of you who don't know me, like, I'm very tame and vanilla. You know, I'm not ranting and raving through a bullhorn about flat earth and don't vaccinate your kids. Like, I'm not even, like, I'm barely a conspiracy theorist, right? I more or less look for occult symbolism, look for occult doctrine in entertainment and say, here, this is what I see. Up to you, right? I'm very neutral, much like your boy Shane Dawson, who I'm going to get on here in a second. That old Shilly Shane. We'll call him Shilly Shane. Is that a good one or what? So these, where was I? So I talked about Shane Dawson. And, oh yeah, picking on conspiracy folks. So I know this because I've been through it, right? Approximately 2 years ago, late 2016, we had the fake news epidemic, right? And the first adpocalypse where all these advertisers were pulling their ads from YouTube, which is how content creators and YouTube both make money. Because there were various sorts of videos, like PewDiePie apparently was, I guess, saying some, I don't know, racist stuff. I don't know who these people are. I don't do the YouTube thing. Like, I missed that by a couple years, so I don't really get YouTube and why people watch YouTube stars. I don't really get that, but I know it's a thing, right? So I first felt this on my channel because they were hitting me with all these, all of a sudden out of nowhere, copyright content violations, even though it's fair use. But I understood that a little bit. I thought, okay, all right, fair enough. Then they made it so I couldn't put advertisements on anything, saying I was violating community guidelines. But if you look at their community guidelines, it's they're specifically calling out like hate speech, graphic sexual content, spam, several things, none of which are conspiracy theories, right? So first they start by demonetizing, then if you know the story, stop me, but Taylor Swift, I made a video about her, uploaded it, boom, they shut me out of my own channel because her management team, her management team, was it Big Dog, Red Dog Media, whatever they are, her handlers, they specifically called my channel out. So I had to take the sensitivity training nonsense just to get back into my freaking YouTube channel. And I was like, this is insane, because if you know me, like, I'm like probably the most liberal progressive conspiracy theorist out there. So like, if anyone needs sensitivity training, it ain't me, right? So that happened, and then I kept getting pinged and dinged and beat up for this, that, and the other. And I was like, man, this is a real hassle at this point. But people liked it. I had so many subscribers. I thought, let's keep this going. Then I uploaded a video about Ariana Grande, another one of the protected assets. Boom, shut me down again. But this time, permanent. My channel has been suspended since then. That was approximately maybe August of 2018, right? So they shut me down. And by the way, when they do that, they don't forewarn you. They don't say, oh, you can go ahead and clean up and leave any last comments, or here, you can download all your videos for your own personal collection. No, you just go to log in and it's like, hey, your channel's suspended. Nothing. So luckily I was smart enough to back up all my videos. So I am uploading them to my own Vimeo account that I own and pay for. Thank you to Patreon supporters, which could be you, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. But the point is that, oh, and then recently, they, in the about 6 months ago, I noticed some conspiracy videos, they would put a link right underneath the video to Wikipedia, of all things, to Wikipedia explaining the actual thing. Like, for instance, if you're looking up fake moon landing, and then underneath they would have a Wikipedia about the basically debunking fake moon landing conspiracy theories. It's like, okay, so, you know, Google and YouTube are going to tell you what reality is. Okay, whatever. And I get that, right? Like, but like, are we adults in this planet or not really? Not to mention, like, I don't need YouTube telling me what reality is and what I should believe. YouTube, the company I can't even get a hold of. Have you ever tried to get a hold of these people? YouTube or Facebook? A human being, I mean? It's AI responding to you 100% of the time. The worst companies on the planet. And yes, I do suspect my new YouTube channel will be shut down. It's called Isaac Weisop, all one word. You can check it out. I've got some videos up there. I'm hesitant to post all of them. Whatever. So they did that. And then recently, just a couple weeks ago, they specifically came out with this policy about how they will not put conspiracy theory videos in people's recommended lists anymore. So this has been apparently the worst thing ever for YouTube, is having conspiracy theory videos, which I don't get, because you've heard people say it, I've heard people say it, that they love getting on YouTube late at night and going down the rabbit hole because it's entertaining. Just because you're watching a video about how the moon was fake, the moon landing was fake, doesn't mean you have to believe it. I mean, it's true. They didn't land on the moon. We're going to get into that in a future episode of the podcast. But what you can subscribe, if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe to the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever. So, okay, so yeah, YouTube's got a real hard time with conspiracy theory videos. It keeps them up late at night for whatever reason. Meanwhile, there's this whole network of pedophiles in here doing disgusting stuff, calling out screenshots of when these young underage girls are doing things. And, you know, and you can see it on Matt Watson's video about, you know, they upload videos about girls, what was it, doing popsicle stick challenges and all this weird stuff that you wouldn't, normal people like you and I don't think of, but these pedos do. And YouTube should. As Matt Watson points out, back in 2017, they acknowledged there was a problem with pedo rings on their network of websites, of videos, I mean. So what's up with that? They pursued the conspiracy stuff, but the pedos are okay, right? So Matt Watson, he had this video, and look, this guy's got... When I saw the video, he already had 1 million views on the thing. He had like 25,000 subscribers. I don't know what his history is, if he's been on there a long time or not. But he's not like a big time YouTuber, right? Because I know 25,000 sounds like a lot, as did 72 is what I had. That's nothing. In the scheme of YouTube subscribers, that ain't nothing. There's so many people on YouTube, you wouldn't believe it. So in his channel, if you're looking for it, is Matt's What It is the channel. And since then, you know, and he started this whole hashtag YouTube wake up thing, right? And he's been kind of going a little bit deeper down the rabbit hole on this whole thing.
You know, I knew I was going to make a comeback video, but I didn't know it was going to be this. And I didn't know that this might possibly be the last video that I ever make on this platform, because I don't want to support it anymore because of what I'm about to talk about. Over the past 48 hours, I have discovered a wormhole, as I would call it, into a softcore pedophile ring on YouTube. Here, pedophiles are trading social media contacts. They're providing links to actual child porn in YouTube comments. They're trading unlisted videos in secret. And YouTube's algorithm, through some kind of glitch or error in its programming, is actually facilitating their ability to do this. This is something that a lot of people have been aware of for a long time. And what makes what I've discovered worse is the fact that I can find this wormhole from a fresh, never before used YouTube account via innocuous videos within about 5 clicks.
And, you know, and I'm recording this on Thursday, February 21st. And this morning, I watched the video, and I've been looking at all this stuff since then. YouTube terminates more than 400 channels following the child exploitation controversy, and it's deleted tens of millions of comments. So, turns out, after there's a big stink, they do something about it. But they knew about it a couple of years ago. And that's why there's been many companies that pulled their advertising from YouTube. It's the second adpocalypse. It looks like Nestle, Epic, Disney, McDonald's, and several others. All these advertisers, they're calling out YouTube to fix this issue. Because, as Matt Watson points out, they knew about it. This is nothing new. Okay? It's very disturbing, and it's worse that they knew about it. So, I watched this video by Matt Watson, of course. And let me pull the comment up. I took a screenshot because I was... Because he's got a video camera recording his monitor, right? And on the... on the monitor, you can see, and he's kind of showing you different comments while he's talking or whatever. And I took a screen grab and I put it on my Twitter at Illuminati Eyes if you want to see it. And someone posted a comment: Shane Dawson brought me here. And this is in regards to a video that one of these, I don't know, pedo channels uploaded or whatever. It had a bunch of like creepy comments, you know, like I was telling you about a minute ago. Like the one here, it says, it has a screenshot, 329, you don't wear panty. I mean, these are morons, right? But they're gross pedo morons. So there's a comment on there that I saw, just I happened to catch it, and it says, Shane Dawson brought me here. Now, what does that mean? Well, for those of you that don't YouTube, which I don't either, let me clarify that, I'm not a big YouTuber. I don't support those Nazi fascists. Shane Dawson, first off, is a protected asset of YouTube. We'll get into that in a minute. Second, when people put a comment like that, they're basically, it's kind of a, I don't know if it's a joke per se, but so like it's the idea that you get on YouTube and maybe you're looking up, you know, I want to look up a recipe for how to bake a cake. And then on the sidebar, you start going down the rabbit hole of crazy videos and then your aliens at the Denver airport. So you leave a comment and as a joke sort of saying, how to bake a cake brought me here. Meaning like, wow, this spiraled out of control. Now I'm looking at crazy videos. You know, that's a joke, right? So that's kind of what that means is what I'm guessing, right? I don't think this guy, this person is saying Shane Dawson physically linked to this creeper's video. But who did link to that video? YouTube. YouTube linked this person down the rabbit hole into these videos. Now, what happened? And this is why I'm making, I'm talking to you right now. For me, I watched the Matt Watson video and I took a screen grab of this. And you know how like it'll have the up next video and it'll, because you got to set the autoplay because YouTube wants you to stay on their channel, on their website forever. They just keep autoplaying videos. Boom, 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 boom. They never want you to leave. They want to own you and your attention. That's what the new economy is, the attention economy. And that's why all of these Instagrams, Facebook, that's why it's like riddled with ADD flashing, this, that, and the other, autoplay clips. They don't want you to get back to real life. They want you to stay right there and fill your mind with all the nonsense they want you to hear, whether that be through advertisers that want to advertise to you or Illuminati stuff, whatever. So up next, after the Matt's What It Is channel's video, the one that says YouTube is facilitating the sexual exploitation of children and it's being monetized, the next video that auto-played for me was this bozo named Drama Alert. I don't know who he was. No clue. He's a big-time YouTuber, though. And it said, the title was Adpocalypse 2 and the Creep That Started It. Hashtag Drama Alert. And the video, the sneak preview, who is he? Exposed. And it's got a picture of Matt Watson. And that's why, I don't know if you get the jokes, but when I post like certain images of me looking like an asshole, it's me riffing on dumb YouTube channels and their even worse screenshot thumbnails to lure people in. It's always like exposed cap, all caps. So it auto played and I thought, okay, let's check this out.
Guys, I'm upset. I'm upset. I'm a little mad. I need to rant about something. Cut the music. Cut the music. Something is going on in the YouTube community that is bothering me, and it's bothering many other YouTubers. It's a whole campaign, and it's called hashtag Wake Up YouTube. And it all started from a guy known as Matt Watson. Now, before we get into this, Matt Watson is a fraud, and I'll save that towards the end, but let me explain what hashtag Wake Up YouTube is. It started with Matt Watson and this video. On February 17th, Matt Watson uploaded a video titled YouTube is facilitating the sexual exploitation of children and it's being monetized, 2019. And in this video for Matt Watson, he explains that he got sucked into a wormhole on YouTube of recommended videos of underage kids, little kids, innocent videos of them playing with toys, them jumping on trampolines, them trying on swimsuits. And in the comments of these videos were pedos, pedophiles, leaving disgusting stuff, leaving timestamps of when you should click on the video when the kids are in questionable positions. I mean, just absolutely garbage, disgusting pedo stuff. And Matt explains in this video, once you click on one of these videos, that's all the type of videos you get in your recommendation. Now, some of the videos that Matt's talking about are the little kids themselves uploading the videos. But in other cases, the pedos were downloading these videos and re-uploading them for themselves. Matt demanded that YouTube does something about this and that this problem gets fixed. Now, because I run a news show, I saw this video right away when it only had 30,000 views. And as soon as I saw it, I reached out to YouTube and said, hey, you need to fix this. Look at this. And YouTube responded right away saying that they are on it. They banned videos, they banned channels, they disabled comment sections on some of the videos that were just innocent kids uploading content. YouTube was very proactive with fixing this. So case closed, right? Good job, YouTube. Good job, Matt. Thank you for making the video. No, it didn't end there. Because after this video went viral, Matt started streaming live on his channel.
And on is the drama alert, guys. This guy's got 4.7 million subscribers. Had over a million views on this video. He's a big deal in the world of YouTube. And I did a quick little research, not too in-depth, but apparently he was a lawyer and he quit to make YouTube videos. But he says that he claims it's not even his channel. That's what's crazy about this whole thing. And let me find you the exact quote. Yeah, it looks like I shut that tab down. Anyways, it doesn't matter. This guy, drama alert, Keemstar, I guess. He's some guy who is a lawyer, gamer. I don't know what he is, but he goes on to talk about how he's damning Matt Watson. He's saying, I can't believe this guy is trying to start Adpocalypse 2. He's just punishing the YouTube content creators. And, you know, he's out in left field. And his backup for all this is finding some previous older Matt Watson channel that this guy had, where he's like, you know, going around like, it's kind of like one of them joke sort of, I don't know, jackass videos, Impractical Jokers videos, where he's walking around with a microphone and someone's videotaping him and he's trying to find someone to star in his adult film. And he some random female's walking down the sidewalk and he asks her and she kind of walks away. And, you know, it's a little creepy, right? But like, dude, it's just a joke. Whatever. It's a joke video. And maybe the dude's a little pervy or whatever. Like, I get that. No, but he's not nothing pedophile-ish at all, right? And this drama alert guy is trying to basically discredit Matt Watson and the whole theory that Matt Watson's putting up about how gross YouTube is for allowing this to happen. And they know, and YouTube knows about it, right? And I'm like, okay. And even drama alert he in his video makes short mention about how, I know people were saying like, I'm just doing this for the money, but it's not that. It has to do with the content creators that are going to get punished. Yeah, it's talking about him. He is protecting, he is indeed putting his YouTube channel and his earnings above the protection of these kids, right? He is. Don't believe his lies. And look, I've run a YouTube channel that made money when I used to have ads, so I know how to verify some of this data. You can look it up on nailbuzz.com. This was old data when he had 3.8 million subscribers. That's over a million subscribers less than what he has right now. Over a billion views. This is, he's saying that, and this is back then, okay? You can probably double these numbers. He's making $4,000 a day. A day. How much do you make at your crummy little job? You're huddled in your cubicle with a little headphone in. Listen to my voice right now. How much are you getting paid? Is it $4,000 a day? I know I don't make that much at my day job, and I've got a pretty good day job. Is that not disgusting or what? And this guy is trying to discredit this low-level Matt Watson guy who's got no subscribers, basically, compared to 4.7 million. Drama Alert is a shill for YouTube. There are so many shills for YouTube, you wouldn't believe it. That's why Shane Dawson's on there. And this article on nailbuzz.com talks about how he's a part of Google Preferred, which is deep-pocketed companies can target ads for the top 5% of most popular content. Ad rates are much higher than normal. And Keemstar gets extra income through sponsorship deals from companies like G Fuel. So at the lowest level, this guy's making $1.5 million a year. Probably $3 million a year at this point, because this is outdated information. Is that insane? What planet are we living on? I want you to watch this video. I really do. And this guy wants to call people out. I'm calling his ass out right now. That he's for sure protect. I mean, shit, I get it. Pay me $2 million a year. I'll tell you, YouTube's the greatest thing since rainbows flying out of unicorns' asses. But this guy's got no backbone. He's protecting and harboring YouTube and all of their pedo ring stuff that they got going on. You know, these people are up in arms about the conspiracy stuff, which I don't believe. I think that was all a disinformation front by higher-ups. But the Drama Alert guy, man, he's trying to protect his money right now. I mean, he certainly ain't no moron, I'll give you that. And who do you think's going to watch these videos? Or who's going to get more views, Matt Watson or the guy that's got 5 million subscribers? Making $2 million a year off of YouTube money. $2 million a year. And on his video, he's got like a big beard and a baseball hat and a hoodie. Like he's just Joe Normal. Whatever, bro. Man, it's a crazy world we live in. And YouTube's even crazier. So, and by the way, when you watch that video, there's 4 advertisements. I had to get through 4 advertisements before I could get to the content. So not only is he making a ton of money, more money than he deserves. I mean, like, I don't know what talent that is. Whatever it is he does, he's a TMZ for Jake Paul and YouTube stars and video gamers. But he had 4 ads. He's greedy on top of it, right? He tries to discredit this Matt Watson guy by pulling up some old dirt that's not even dirt. And I question if he even came up with this or if his handler's YouTube, I'm assuming. That's an assumption, people. Don't run with that. I don't know if YouTube is his handler, but I'm assuming. Because YouTube, I've been kind of hinting on this, and I've been wanting to do a more sort of in-depth conversation on it. But YouTube has a stable of puppets. Jake Ryan, Shane Dawson, I'm assuming Drama Alert too. They're all puppets to do the bidding of YouTube. YouTube tells them what they need to know and what they need to talk about today, and then they do it, and then they get rewarded handsomely, right? Look at all these, and look at the history of, and this is, look at the history of YouTube's child abuse situations we've got. There is just, do you remember at the end of 2018, there was a channel called Seven Supergirls, and it's like a bunch of young girls, and it's a one of the most active tween teen girl channel networks. And the owner was arrested for lewd and lascivious molestation involving one of the young girls who makes videos for his channels. Down in Florida, of course. Why not? He was allegedly verbally abusing the girl, demanding she undress in front of him against her will, and practiced wrapping her breasts down to make them appear smaller for the video shoot. So that guy was okay, but I bring up a an occult symbol that Taylor Swift is doing and shut it down. Shut it right down. What about Steven Fernandez from 2015? What about that guy? Do you remember him? He got arrested. I think he still has a YouTube channel, if I'm not mistaken. He was arrested. Let me see what his charges are here. I remember this this guy. Charged with 2 counts of procuring a child to engage in a lewd act, 2 counts of lewd and lascivious acts with a child under 14. He's okay. Keep his channel active. What about, there's a guy named Austin Jones. You ever heard of him? Arrested for child pornography. And, what is up with this? Is it not odd, okay? It's just odd. I don't know that YouTube specifically desires to harbor these kinds of people. I think YouTube just wants to make money, right? I don't think it's like this evil organization that is promoting child stuff. But I think it's odd how they focus their efforts so hard on conspiracy talk, which is pretty benign. Unless it's true and they don't want people to wake up. Meanwhile, you've got all these pedos and comments from pedos and pedo channels and people like Drama Alert defending them and saying, hey, let's not ruin a good thing here, buddy. I'm making $2 million a year, $3 million a year. Don't mess with my money. Let's try to shut down Matt Watson instead. Then, and Shane Dawson, he's the conspiracy theory god of YouTube. Did you know that? Do you even know who he is? But get on YouTube, you'll see it. In fact, if you search for conspiracy theories, his will be the only videos you'll see. For some reason, he's allowed to have them, and they'll promote them. Because, again, there's this stable of YouTube pawns, puppets, and he's in there. So I Twittered my photo image of the Shane Dawson brought me here comment, and this other, at Shane Quesadilla, they tweeted me, and it's the Shane Quesadilla is, I don't know, is it a Shane Dawson tribute thing? I don't know what it is. It's got a bunch of pictures of Shane Dawson, and he's got a lot of followers too, he or she, I don't know who they are. And they wrote to me, nah, Shane talked about it a few years ago, but no one at YouTube listened to him. It was in one of his conspiracies. As if Shane Dawson's blowing people's minds with his truth bombs. And I said, and I replied, what did I reply? I said, I'd love to see that video. Please link to it. And at Shane Quesadilla wrote, I'll have to look for it. I'll let you know when I find it. Okay. I'm holding my breath. He's a pawn. He's a puppet for YouTube. And look, I even get it. But let's call it what it is. I mean, these people are making millions a year. You think they want to take on a day job at this point? They have no skills, no education to do anything useful besides entertain people, which this is barely entertainment, if you ask me. And, it's a system in place to try to protect that, as Drama Alert is doing. And Drama Alert wants to pretend like he's not just trying to protect his financial interests. Oh boy, that's a bold-faced lie, sir. At least be honest. But I guess you don't get rich being totally honest, right? Yes, but like, you know, whatever. I ain't hating on it. Like, do you, man? Like, I got to get up early and go to work tomorrow. Shit. I wish I was making videos talking about Jake Paul and earning $2 million a year instead of going dragging my ass to work early in the morning. So there you have it. That's just the latest. This is just a quick little update I wanted to give you. Something for you to chew on. I want you to look things up. I want you to watch the Matt's What It Is video. You'll find it. Matt Watson's video. You'll see. Just start searching for the hashtag YouTube wake up. And it's working, right? You got to hit them in the pockets. Hit them where it hurts. So yeah, that's all I got. And I'm coming back. We're going to do the Suspiria video breakdown. We're going to do a bit of a deep dive into a general pop culture conspiracy talk of all things that have been going on the last couple months. I was just getting over the flu, so I'm almost there. But anyways, I want you to please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review for the podcast. But mostly, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, sign up for that free email newsletter. That's the only way I can protect my relationship with you, because these higher powers, these social media plugins, they can ban me at any moment, whenever they desire, for talking bad about their protected business model. So, go sign up for that free email newsletter. I own that. I will not sell it. I am not a puppet for YouTube. All right. As always, stay woke.